Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, 31 bullets and some really stupid ideas put forward by the cult of gun control. The kind of people who write columns and come up with ideas in papers like the Chicago Sun-Times about how to stop gun violence. Time to take apart this screed and inject some actual facts into the debate. Stay with me. And welcome again to the Daily Gator Daily Thought with me, one half of the Daily Gator, Doug Hagen. Reading at Bearing Arms this morning, ran across a piece by, I believe it was Tom Knighton, yes it was. And he highlights something he found in Chicago Sun-Times. As a reason we should never trust anti-gunners, or as I call them, the cult of gun control. See, so many times they come up with solutions to the problems of so-called gun violence, as if gun violence is worse than knife violence, or baseball bat violence, or bare fist violence. But they come up with ideas that make no sense because they basically have no grasp of how firearms work. They just don't grasp reality. They come up with emotionalistic slogans, emotionalistic campaigns meant to tug at your heartstrings. Basically, they are the modern-day propagandists. Call them Pravda. And they don't care about facts. And when people try to say, look, this won't work, and this is why, and this is the difference between this type of weapon and that type of weapon, this is what semi-automatic means, this is what a magazine is, when they try to educate them and talk sense, because let's face it, if you're going to legislate something, you ought to understand it inside and out. You ought to understand how something works before you try to legislate it. They'll say, you're just gunsplaining. We don't have to know what we're talking about. They have feelings, see, and the feelings are all that matter. But in the Chicago Sun-Times, there's an op-ed piece, and they've come up with a campaign called 31 Bullets. I'm going to go through some of the bullet points of 31 Bullets. It's their idea of how to curb gun violence. It's their version of common sense. And when anyone on the left talks about common sense, you don't know whether to throw up or laugh. Maybe both. But this piece caught Tom Knighton's eye, and it caught my eye when I read his piece. With 31 bullets, Sun-Times writes, we have tried to arm young people and all our readers with hard facts and practical agenda. And we have done so, we want to stress firmly within the structures of the Second Amendment, always seeking common ground in the moderate middle. There is no threat to the rights of a gun owners. I guess that's supposed to be gun owners or a gun owner, either way. That is to say, in calling for the inclusion of a trigger lock whenever a gun is sold, as we do in bullet number two. Well, I don't remember the last time I bought a pistol, revolver, or semi-auto, any firearm, including my AR. I don't remember the last time I bought one that didn't have a trigger lock. It's already mandated, I believe. As far as I know, that's been a law for a long time. I know every time I buy a firearm, there's a trigger lock in there. And certainly I, like every other member of the NRA, anybody who cares about guns and being safe with them, and you cannot separate the two, when you buy a firearm, you have to be safe with it. It is an awesome responsibility, owning a firearm. Because it can kill. It can cause great harm if you do not know what the hell you're doing with it, if you're careless with it, if you're a jackass with it. So don't be a jackass with a firearm. understand the responsibility. But, I mean, trigger locks have been there for a long time. It's either a trigger lock or it's one of these devices where the cable goes through the gun. So if you put on, you can't operate the gun. Every time I've sold a firearm to an FFL, I sold a couple guns to Gander Mountain, which is now Gander Outdoors, and apparently no longer in this area in north central Texas that I can find. One of the requirements was you come in with empty firearm, action open, so the people behind the counter at front can see there's nothing in there. Then they put that cable in there where you can't use the firearm. It runs through the slide and locks everything down where the gun won't operate. And every firearm I've bought in the past 20 years has had one. So I don't know what they're talking about in Chicago sometimes. But that's not as egregious as this one. They continue, it is not an assault on the Second Amendment to call for an age restriction of 21 for anybody who wants to buy a military-style weapon of mass death, such as AR-15 rifle. Well, again, the fact that you use military-style weapon, which is meaningless, I can own a firearm, which I'm my AR. Yes, it looks like a similar to an M16, what the military use, the A4. It looks similar, but it's not. There's no full auto. There are two settings on my AR. Safe and fire. Fire is semi-automatic. Safe, the button don't work because it's a safety. There's a third option called select fire on what the military carries, which will allow more rapid fire, automatic fire. Otherwise, it's a semi-automatic rifle. Same as any other semi-automatic rifle. They continue, and this is the most egregious one. After they say that anybody should be 21 to own a firearm, period, you have to be 21, or else. You can't own one. Why? People have been able to buy rifles at age 18 in this country, as far as I know, anywhere I've ever lived, for years, decades, and nothing's ever happened. Yeah, you have some crackpots out there. You also have crackpots who run people down in vans they rent. You have crackpots on people who use improvised explosive devices, who go on terrorist websites and learn how to commit jihad. You're not going to stop evil people with laws that only affect the law-abiding and inconvenience them. You're just not going to do it. It's not going to happen, ever. But, again, it doesn't matter. They're going to continue to do it. They're going to continue to go after you and your right to keep and bear arms, because that's what this is about. And now, perhaps the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I can't say it's a stupid. It's top 10 stupid things on people who don't understand firearms and why they shouldn't be legislated. And this, by the way, comes from an actual legislator, an Illinois state representative called Fred Crespo. He writes this: it is clear we must crack down on deadly military assault rifles, military-style assault rifles, excuse me, which is why I voted to pass Senate Bill 1657, which holds gun dealers accountable by ensuring criminals and those with a history of mental illness or domestic violence cannot get their hands on a weapon. You cannot pass a law that guarantees those things. You can't. Now, if we quit bitching and fussing at each other, we might be able to pass better background checks that are more inclusive, force states to do better in the military, the government. Remember the guy in Texas was Air Force veteran? Should never been allowed to purchase a rifle. And that still may not have stopped them. But you need that. You can improve it. But instead, we've got people just trying to take away firearms on the left. And all they do is get in the way. Now, Fred Crespo writes he also supported House Bill 1469, which would prohibit, listen carefully, folks, you want stupidity on display, here it comes. This guy wants to legislate your rights, your Second Amendment rights. This is what he writes. House Bill 1469, which would prohibit the sale and possession of high-capacity magazines, listen closely, which turn regular firearms into fully automatic weapons. What did that idiot just say? Now, there's two choices here. You can believe he's just a moron, which is, I mean, he's an Illinois state representative, and many politicians are morons. Or you can believe he's just a propagandist. He doesn't care about the truth. He's just trying to emotionalize the issue as best he can to get people to support a stupid law, which isn't going to do anything but disarm and make it harder for people to defend themselves with firearms, because that's the ultimate goal. And now to the Chicago Sun-Times and their 31 bullets. Number one, they went through 31 days, I guess, of ideas how to curb gun violence. Number one, guns in classrooms. And they write, after the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, President Trump proposed arming teachers with guns as a solution to ending gun violence in schools. I have to correct something. First, one sentence, they've already lied. He proposed allowing teachers with training with concealed carry permits and some extra training if they wish to carry firearms concealed in schools. That's what he proposed. Yet they lie about what he proposed. There's a big difference in that and just giving out guns and telling every teacher they're going to carry a gun, which would be a bad idea, because some people shouldn't carry firearms. But anyway, the Sun-Times doesn't like the idea of armed resistance. We believe this is not only an impractical solution, but a risky one. Instead, we must help our educators recognize the warning signs to potential perpetrators and provide them with the tools for helping those students. Yeah, because you can help a crackpot who's going to come butcher their fellow classmates, like the piece of trash at Stoneman Douglas in Florida. There are warning signs out the yin-yang. The FBI's group, the Sheriff's Department, good God, the Broward County Sheriff's Department, and that idiot they have running it, who won't resign, and why the governor of Florida hasn't fired his ass yet is beyond me. I don't know what Governor Rick Scott is smoking, but he should have put his boot on that guy's backside a long time ago. His own deputies have voted overwhelmingly a vote of no confidence in the guy. And yet he still continues to deflect blames and blame the NRA because he didn't do his job. His department didn't do their job. And the fact is that this kid was allowed to stay in school and wasn't properly dealt with through the legal system, because we don't want a pipeline from high school to prison. So we let violent people or potentially violent people let them stick around, and maybe they gun down their classmates. Then we can blame the NRA. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. What else they go on? Concealed carry. Now, the left, the cult of gun control specifically, will say they're not against self-defense, but everything meant stand your ground laws, concealed carry, arming teachers, having more armed guards in school. They oppose everything, all of these things. There's a House bill, H.R. 38, would allow armed individuals crossing state lines to abide only by their home state's concealed carry laws. Actually, it would allow people who have the legal right to carry in their state, not just anybody. They're worried because this would force states with stringent standards, such as Illinois, to recognize other, sometimes laxer standards. Yeah, because Illinois knows nothing about gun violence. But I know that Chicago violence only happens because people go to Indiana and buy firearms. If the firearms in Indiana are the problem leading to Chicago's gun violence, why the hell isn't there the kind of gun violence in Indiana where these guns are originally bought? If it's the guns, there'd be similar things happening in Indiana. Try posing that question next time you hear that talking point, that bullet point memo from the left. This is a good one. Number four, gun silencers measure. Let me start right off the bat by saying there is no such thing as a gun silencer except in Hollywood and the movies. Movies are great. They're entertaining. You get to eat popcorn. really a great experience. I like going to movies. But there is no gun silencer. There are suppressors. They reduce the decibel level when a firearm is shot, when bullets are fired, because you can go deaf. Believe me, I know. I was careless once at the range because I was shooting, had my hearing protection, my eye protection on. There was a lady at four or five bays down, came up, and she was very attractive. And while I was looking at my target and reloading one of my magazines, she came up and said, you're really accurate, and asked me for tips. And all I saw was a pretty lady trying to, in my mind, hey, maybe she's flirting with me. So I had been cool and taken off one side of my hearing protection to talk to her. There was no one else there. That's her and I. Neither one was shooting at the moment. So there's no danger to the ears. And we talked for 5 minutes, and I was figuring out a cool way to ask her out, of course. And I went back and put the target down range, finished loading my magazine, put it in the firearm, racked the slide, and fired around. What I didn't do was put the one side of my hearing protection on. Let me tell you, you don't want to do that to your ears. So a suppressor reduces, it does not silence, it reduces the decibel level. It's still very, very audible. It's still loud. But if you don't believe that they can help save someone's hearing, talk to an ear doctor. What are they called? Audiologists? Is that what they're, I'm not sure what they're called. But why would the left always said, why would you need that? Why does anyone need a silencer? Okay, first asshat, it's a suppressor. I've just explained that. But let's say you have to use your firearm in self-defense. Why should you go deaf because you have to use your firearm in your own home, or if you concealed carry and you have to use it? Why should you go deaf because you have to defend your life or the life of your family or loved ones? If you have a suppressor on your semi-auto pistol, then the sound will be reduced, will not be silent by any stretch, and you may actually be able to hear the rest of your life. So gun silencers don't do anything to endanger anybody. This myth the left believes, the cult of gun control sells it. It's just like a little pit sound. Because you see in a movie, the bad guy will put the silencer on, and it's pit, pit, and that's all you hear. You don't hear the actual decibel level that's there when a suppressor is used. Of course, they call for universal background checks. How are you going to enforce that? If I want to sell my neighbor one of my firearms, neighbor I've known for years, how are you going to enforce it? And what other private property should I not be able to sell to another person legally able to buy that? Because guess what? He's breaking the law if he's banned from owning a firearm. He's breaking the law trying to purchase a firearm from me. There's already laws, federal laws against that. Of course, they call for, oh, I got to get the power of the NRA. They write the National Rifle Association. It's the single biggest player in shaping gun laws in America. The group's influence results in lax laws and minimal regulations of guns. Just text NRA to 50409, a service operated by ResistBot, to learn how much money the NRA has spent in funding both for and against your current U.S. representatives and senators. I know this. It's a lot less than a lot of other groups. The main influence the NRA has is we have over 6 million members now. And we really hold the feet of our representatives to the fire. So they know we will vote their asses out if they turn into some anti-gun idiot. That's why they do it. That's why they listen, because they know their butt's on the line. Of course, they oppose open carry. I don't oppose open carry legally. I would never do it. I don't think it's a great idea for several reasons. Chief amongst them being, well, two things. Maybe you become a target because some bad guy intent on doing something bad. So most would see someone to the firearm and decide, I'm not even going to try. But there are others who might try or try to take it. Or there might be those anti-gun nuts who try to swat you, who try to call the authorities. So there's a guy went here in the grocery store, the 7-Eleven, walk around with a firearm. And then that could lead to some very bad things. Of course, they want you to have to purchase a license before you can buy a firearm, which is a form of registration. A registration, historically, throughout history, has led to confiscation. Then they actually call for gun registration because it ensures gun owner accountability. No, it doesn't. It ensures easier restrictions further down the road. They want to limit the number of guns people can buy at one time. They call for safe storage laws. Now, I store my guns safely. Okay? That's the responsibility I have. Again, when you buy a firearm, your responsibility comes with it. But my idea of safe storage is in a locked room, in a gun safe, where no one can get to it but me. The idea of a lot of people in the cult of gun control is your weapons here are locked up in this safe, your ammunition's over there locked up in that safe, and the magazine's locked up over there in that safe. Good luck trying to get that together with all the adrenaline in the middle of the night when you're woken up by breaking glass because someone's breaking in your home or your apartment or your trailer or whatever. Good luck with that. It's just another thing the cult of gun control wants to put in place to hamper your ability to defend yourself, because ultimately it's the self-defense that really turns them off. Then there's the forget that one. They talk about trigger cranks and bump stocks. No one really cares about those. Gun violence research. They're bitching and moaning and fussing because we won't let the CDC do studies on gun violence. Well, they have. And the ones they've done have supported the Second Amendment, supported the fact that people use guns quite often in self-defense. Something the Brady Center and other gun control nut cases, like Gabby Gifford's group and Bloomberg's groups and any groups that Shannon Watts has ever spoken for, that there's five school shootings every day, five mass shootings every day in America. No. Sorry. The CDC has found things that support owning firearms. Now, they didn't publish those reports and make them really public because maybe they do have an agenda. Maybe that's why the left wants this, because they know the CDC, or they hope the CDC will have an agenda that is anti-gun, and they can start to go down the road of, well, this is a health issue. This is a public safety health issue. And just like we can mandate you have to get your child immunized, and go down that road. Don't put it past them. Straw purchases. Now, the interesting thing about straw purchases is the NRA is against it. Everybody's against straw purchases. But the one thing to make straw purchases works, two things actually, you have to have better background checks. And when someone tries to buy a firearm and can't legally, when they lie and they're caught for lying because they're buying it for someone else, or they lie and say they're not prohibited, they need to be punished. The law needs to come down on them. Too often under the Obama administration, that didn't happen. It's changed now under the Trump administration. They are more strictly enforcing that, and they need to. But this is something that the cult of gun control claims that we oppose on the conservative side of the issue. We don't. Everybody's for better straw purchases, because no one in the NRA wants a bad person to get a gun. Of course, they want to crack down on gun sales by private owners. Again, how are you going to enforce it? How are you going to enforce it? And this is an interesting point they make, because they use an undercover investigation by the city of New York. 62% of private online firearm sellers agreed to sell a firearm to a buyer even after the buyer had told the seller he or she probably could not pass a background check. Well, okay, the New York city of New York did a study, and they claim that 62% of the people said this when asked this question. Okay, I'm good. Let's give up my rights now. I love these studies that kind of say things at 62% or 48% or 87% or whatever number they want to throw out there, but there's really no way of knowing. It's like saying how many unreported crimes of any certain nature there are a year. If they're unreported, how the hell do you know they happened? You don't. You got to think when you hear some of these stats, people. Very, very important. What else? They have smart guns. Again, the smart guns. The problem with smart guns is having a gun that only will fire when you're holding it in your hand. The technology is not advanced enough to make those very useful. You want, if you need a firearm to defend your life, the life of your family, you need it to work. Okay? That's why you don't buy High Points. Okay? That's why you don't buy Kel-Tex. Sorry. Buy a Glock. Buy a Sig. Buy a Ruger. Buy a Smith & Wesson. Buy a Springfield. Buy something you know is going to work. Now, every gun manufacturer has made guns that won't work. There's always a chance the firearm won't work. But most times you buy a semi-auto pistol or rifle from a well-known, trusted manufacturer, it's going to work when you need it to work. And the idea of a smart gun isn't a good idea because you don't know. I mean, how many high-tech things do you do in your life that, oh, this is easy. Somebody, how easy it is. Just put this app on your phone, do this, and then yours won't work. At my job right now, you can track your schedule, your paycheck, all that online. I've signed up for that thing about 6 times at work, reset my password this many times, and I can clock in, log in fine when I'm at work. I come home, it doesn't work. That's kind of the reason people oppose smart guns. Because, well, it may only fire when it's in your hands, biometrics, all that. But what if it fails? You're dead. They also want background checks for all sales at gun shows. Again, your firearms dealer, federal license, you do a background check. You're getting into private sales of legal merchandise. Again, you're going to have the government coming in garage sales, yard sales. You know, I want to. And the bigger problem with these laws sometimes is that they want you to pay a transfer. In other words, you pay for the background check. Or the person you're selling to will pay for the background check. Well, some of these laws that have been written, you go to the range with your buddy from work, and he's shooting his pistol, you're shooting yours, and you want to switch. Oh, let me shoot yours, and now you can shoot mine. Okay? Well, you've transferred a firearm without doing a background check. You can be in violation of the way some of these laws are written. Again, so many laws are written by the left to entrap people. They want to make people into criminals. It's not just a glitch to them, it's a feature. Mandatory waiting periods are called for, which is ridiculous. They talk about gun safety organizations, but of course they don't mention the NRA or Gun Owners of America or the National Shooting Sports Foundation. People who actually do gun safety, they don't want that. Then they want ammunition regulation. Again, large capacity magazines they want to ban. They lie in bullet point number 29 of 31 that the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which was passed in 2005, render the gun industry immune from nearly all lawsuits, leaving the families of gun violence victims without an avenue for justice. Well, there's an avenue for justice. It's called the legal system. Someone broke a law, someone hurt your family member, they killed your family member, they hugged it. There's laws against that. And people who commit violent acts with guns, illegal acts, ought to be put under the prison as far as I'm concerned. But what that legislation actually does, it says that if I buy this Springfield 9mm I'm looking at right now, if I'm a bad guy and get a hold of that gun, and I get bullets, I load the magazine, I put the magazine, I rack the slide, chamber around, and I want to hold up somebody or shoot somebody. Okay, I'm a gangbanger, I'm a thug, I'm a criminal, I don't care about laws. And I do that, guess what? The gun worked. You can sue Ruger or Smith & Wesson or whoever if they make a faulty firearm. If there's a legitimate thing the company, the manufacturer did wrong, you can sue them, because it's like you can sue if your car's brakes suddenly fail. There you go, buy a new car, and 3 months later you're driving down the road and you know, the driver's door falls off. You can sue them. You can't sue them because someone stole your car and ran someone down with it. The car worked. The gun is used in crime. The gun worked. It's the bad people. That's another, again, another backdoor approach to taking your firearms away by making the cost of firearms so incredibly expensive and punishing people for making a legal product that works because someone misuses it. Then there's my personal favorite. The biggest lie there is. So far this year, there have been already 102 mass shootings and 22 school shootings. Those are lies. Now, where do they get their source? Where do they source these at? Oh, the gunviolencearchive.org report. The fact is, that's a left-wing group that lies. They also get their information from the Brady Campaign, Every Time for Gun Safety, and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, all far-left groups that are for gun bans. So they can't even use legitimate sources. Yet we're supposed to listen to them and heed them at the Chicago Sun-Times, because even though they don't know what they're talking about, they use bad sources, bad information, they lie, we're still supposed to surrender our rights to them somehow. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. But I think I have to go to work soon, so I'm going to cut this off. Thank you for listening. When my voice allows, I do these. I have some real issues, my voice sometimes. It's kind of a chore to get through these. Good night, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you listen, I appreciate it. Remember the blog. Remember, two rules of life, folks. If you're left, you just stay right, and go Gators. Good luck in the College World Series. My Gators getting close to repeating. It could happen again. Y'all have fun.